Greetings and welcome to another mini-cast in our series of snippets on the parasha. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're taking a look at the sixth aliyah of Parashat Shemot. Tonight is Thursday night of the week of Parashat Shemot. And taking a look at this aliyah, there is something that comes to the fore, which really goes against, should we say, the common perception of the way that events played out in Moshe's agency. The general perception is that Moshe's agency, where Hashem sent him, was to Paro. And Hashem sent him to Paro, and the consistent message was, Ko Amar Hashem, this is what God says, Shalach Atami, let my people go, V'yavduni, Bamidbar, let them serve me in the desert. Paro refuses. Moshe is the, not the go-between exactly, but it's Moshe versus Paro, representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu versus Paro. And, of course, in the scene that we saw in the previous Aliyah, towards the end of the stand at the Mateh, Moshe refuses to go, or does not want to go, because he is kvad peh uchvad lashon. Matter of fact, his words are, lo ishtvarim anochi gam itmo gam mishilshom gam miaz dabercha lavdecha. I don't, whatever ishtvarim means, I'm not a person of words. Ki chvad peh chvad lashon anochi. Now, how we understand that as machloket rishonim doesn't mean that the Moshe really had some sort of speech impediment, which an idea which absolutely horrifies the Rambam to even consider such a thing, or whether it means that he was not versed in diplomatic talk, as some of the Rishonim suggest, or he had forgotten his Egyptian, as some of the Rishonim suggest. But this was Moshe's presentation. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded by saying that, after all, I'm the one who gives speech to people and I'll take care of you, Moshe still refuses. So Hashem gets angry, and we talked about this in the previous podcast. And he says, Aharon achicha levi adati ki daver yidaber hu. I know that Aharon will speak, or can speak. He's going to see you. Here we go. So you speak to him and put the words in his mouth, and then I will be with your mouth and with his mouth, and I'll show you what to do. And I'll direct you and instruct you as far as what to do. But that means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that Aharon will be your spokesman. And since we assume that the main agency of Moshe is to Paro, that means that Aharon will go into Paro with Moshe. Moshe will whisper to Paro, to Aharon, and Aharon will then speak out loud, speak those words out loud, to Paro. And thus, it will establish, we're going to turn things on their head, it will establish that instead of Moshe being weak and unable to speak, he is like royalty, who has an interpreter, as it were, or a loudspeaker. However, look at Pasuk Tet Zayin in Perek Dalet. V'diberhu lecha el ha'am. He will speak for you to the people. V'ayahu yelecha lefev atati elo l'elohim. He'll be your mouthpiece, and you'll be his Lord. And then, take the mateh also. So now Moshe has all sorts of accoutrements. He has the mateh, he has Aharon, for what purpose? So take a look now at the end of our aliyah, at the end of Shishi. What do we see after the very strange episode that we'll address at some future time of the near death of Moshe, evidently, in the lodge, in Pasuk Chav Zayin? So now Aharon goes out and he meets Moshe. Moshe told Aharon God's words, and he told him about the signs. The signs, we assume, means the snake and the sarat, the scabrous disease, whatever it is, whatever it's not, leprosy, and the blood. And now, here's the key thing. Vayelech Moshe v'Aharon. So the two of them went, although it's Vayelech instead of Vayelchu, which either indicates that they went as one, pure, absolutely unified, or more likely it means that one of them led and the other one followed. Vayasfu et kol zikne b'nei Yisrael. So they didn't go to Paro. They went to B'nei Yisrael. Vaydaber Aharon et kol hadvarim asher diber Adonai Moshe. Aharon spoke all of the words that Hashem said to Moshe, Vayas Hotot L'nei Ha'am. And it sounds, Vayas Hotot, it sounds as if that means that Aharon performed the signs in front of the people. Vayamein Ha'am. And the people believed. Vayishma'u, and they were happy, and they bowed down when they heard that Hashem had remembered Bnei Yisrael and had seen their affliction, etc. So in other words, Aharon's job is not to be a go-between between Moshe and Paro, but rather between Moshe and the people. In other words, the people of Bnei Yisrael. Because what we often overlook in taking a look at the stand at the snare is there is as much emphasis on Moshe's agency to Bnei Yisrael to tell them to leave, to tell them to stand up straight and to be ready to leave as free people, as there is Moshe's agency to Paro. Perhaps there's even a greater emphasis on the former over the latter. And that takes us back to something we discussed at the beginning of the week in our discussion of the first Aliyah, the Sforno's take on Bnei Yisrael Paru Vayishritzu. Vayishritzu, the Sforno understood in Perak Aleph Pasuk Zayin, means that they, not just that they spread out because they had so many kids, but rather they became like Shratzim, they became lowly, lowly in their own eyes, which is why they were willing to accept the servitude. Moshe had a tremendous challenge, which was to come to Bnei Yisrael, a people that now for several generations had accepted the position of slaves and that subjugation, and to tell them to stand up, to tell them that they were going to be redeemed, that they were noble people, the children of nobility who were going to inherit a great land. That's a tremendous job. And for that job, Moshe was not prepared to speak to Bnei Yisrael on his own. And for that job, Aharon was the go-between. Indeed, when you take a look at the beginning of the next Aliyah, you'll see that Moshe and Aharon together came and spoke to Paro, and you do not find that Aharon was Moshe's spokesperson, at least in this particular instance, but rather that Moshe and Aharon come as a team. However, when it comes to addressing Bnei Yisrael, Moshe uses Aharon as a go-between. And indeed, that it seems to be very reasonable because, after all, Moshe had been away from the people for most of 80 years. He had grown up for a couple years among the people, but as a child and as a young adult and as an older adult and now a significantly older adult, he had had no connection with them. On the other hand, Aharon had been with the people the whole time. So it makes a lot of sense that Aharon would be the person who would directly address them, bringing the words of Moshe to the people.